And just like that, it's Wednesday morning and another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2018 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. I'm in the Smith & Wesson booth, and I'm joined by the one and only Pete Rensing. We're here to talk about the USSL. Pete, take it away.
The USSL, yeah, the United Shooting Sports Leagues. And essentially, it's just what has overall happened over the course of the last year as we started to roll out the United Multigun League and the growth of that. From what happened last year at SHOT Show, we launched our first United Multi-Gun League match to the field, to the masses. And we had already been doing that with the Surefire match and with our new Safariland match, and it had been growing over the years for the big matches. But none of the guys just coming out shooting a club match ever experienced it. And last year after SHOT Show, experiencing my SHOT Show match, they all went home to their local match directors and said, hey, there's some cool stuff going on. We got to get on board.
Well, the audience is familiar with your work, having seen the USPSA's Multi-Gun Nationals at Pro Gun Club, which you're the mastermind behind, the match director, the guy who has set up things like a qualifier for multi-gun and so on. So it's only a natural progression that you move on to create your own shooting league.
Yes, this year will be my ninth year doing USPSA Multi-Gun Nationals in April. It'll be Pro Gun Club again. It's going to be awesome, and I'm super excited to still be a part of that, because when I started that 8 years ago, it was struggling. And now it's actually one of the last selling out, most successful matches in the country. I'm pretty proud of that.
Well, let's talk about the USSL and what's going to make it different from those entities that exist, like Three Gun Nation, USPSA, and so on.
So essentially what's making us different is as we started to roll out the United Multi-Gun League, we found so many clubs that had weekends that they were also shooting other styles, and they were shooting other styles in what we would consider an outlaw format.
Sure.
They would make stuff up. And so what I found was, you know, we had a club, and they had UML set up, and then they had back-to-back weekends of outlaw. And one was a pistol match, and there were some reasons why they chose to do it that way, and one was a rifle match, and the reasons they chose to do it that way. And so we sat down with Mike Voigt and some of the big names that have helped me along the way, and we said, hey, you know, why not an organization that has everything covered? Why not?
Right.
Why just focus on multi-gun? Let's get something out there so these clubs that are struggling, that are learning, that are outlaw, they can run anything they want, any kind of style match, any kind of practical shooting competition match with any guns, with any divisions, and the rule sets all start to align, the divisions start to align, all our scoring aligns, and shooters can come week after week after week, and instead of only going to the week that they know what they're getting into, they're getting into the same stuff every week with different guns, different gear.
And I think that's the endearing process here, is that it's any guns, whatever you may already have, affordable guns. But at the end of the day, it may end up being that a guy is compelled to go buy another gun. And that's what makes this all look so good for the industry.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're making some major changes to some of the divisions in multi-gun.
Sure.
We've added a ton of divisions. We've got you can come to our UML matches all over the country, and in a multi-gun match, shoot PCC only. You can shoot two guns. So now you can just shoot your rifle and your pistol. You don't need to go get a shotgun. Or maybe you don't have a shotgun yet. And I get guys all the time, I'd love to shoot multi-gun, but I haven't picked a shotgun yet. Come shoot two gun, and they come out and they shoot their rifle, their pistol. Then we brought in the 2x4 division, because PCC is such an amazing growth.
Sure.
And it's happening, and there's weird places to niche PCC into the three gun, but we decided, you know, hey, why not just bring your PCC, add it to your bag? You know, it's your golf bag.
Oh,
you've got four guns in your bag. You walk up on the stage. You look at the stage and you go, I'm going to pick this one and this one, and we allow them to shoot whatever two guns they want on the stage.
So, I love it.
So the nickname 2x4 is kind of a joke, but now it's evolved. Last year we launched 2x4 Open.
Right.
This year the new rule change will happen after SHOT Show. We're going to be launching a 2x4 TAC division. So now we have both sides covered.
That's super cool. I kind of want to unpack that a little bit, because this is the first time I'm hearing about this. I could envision a guy going onto a specific course of fire and saying, okay, I'm looking at 200-yard, 250-yard shots on steel. I know I'm going to have to bring my rifle for that.
Yep.
And I'm looking at a bunch of close paper and potentially some knockdown steel, which close paper is most likely going to predicate you need a pistol or a PCC. The knockdown steel, am I going to have enough oomph there? But then I think you may be able to put into situations where a guy might be able to choose between a pistol or a PCC and a shotgun for some closer targets.
Well, I mean, that's awesome. That's the stage right there that people have been doing rifle PCC. because what we put into the rules to make sure that you shot two of the four guns that you have to shoot at least three targets. So
right.
teamed up with MGM, we made a couple of target arrays that have like three targets on them.
Gotcha.
So we take that, we stick it out for the rifle guys. All the paper becomes optional.
So okay.
So a lot of people know me from the USPSA Multigun Nationals where a metric target is pistol,
right.
classic target is rifle.
Right.
There was very little options in some of my stages.
Right.
And so I got this reputation that I didn't put out the options. So built my own target, shoot it with whatever gun you want. And now we got 2x4 division, pick whatever guns you want. So I've given out the most options possible.
How fun is that?
So it's super exciting. And those are the stages where guys come out, they literally grab their rifle and they shoot 1, 2, 3 on the three banger.
Right.
And then they drop their rifle, they grab their PCCs, they now mow all
and
the paper, all
down.
The knockdowns, and they're having a blast. And you really can't complain that we brought PCC in because we're just adding it to the repertoire.
Well, knowing in some cases you can put as many as 60 rounds into a pistol caliber carbine, there's no way you're putting that many rounds in a shotgun with one load, and you're not doing it in your pistol either. So there's an advantage to that gun. If you can work that in, that's got to be exciting for you as a match director to have that many tools perhaps in your art box to create these different challenges.
Yeah, the first big match, Utah State, the Cedar Valley Multigun, we did a state match for UML last year, and that was our first attempt at really testing some of this stuff going on, and 2x4 division was huge. Craig Outson came out, and
yep.
he saw what we were doing. He's like, I think I'm not shooting open. Switch me to 2x4. And he switched
Sweet.
Over right away. And he's like, dude, this is the future. I'm having so much fun with it. And earlier this year, Facebook did a poll, a nationwide poll of what divisions you're going to shoot in 2018. And
sure.
number one was TAC division.
Okay.
Number two is 2x4 division.
How cool is that?
So that was pretty exciting.
Well, that covers the multi-gun aspect, but there's also pistol. There's also steel. Let's talk about the rest of the things that are going to be covered under USSL.
Yeah, so the rifle was just an easy addition to what we did. And why we went into the rifle league is we wanted to do a close-range rifle. I'm already doing it at my club. So we have a close-range rifle, which is inside the bay, 50, 60 yard, all paper. We take the poppers. We lay them down.
Mm-hmm.
We paint all the poppers white. We lay the poppers down. We put some stuff out for the rifle guys. People can come to my pistol match, shoot rifle division. And now you got guys all over the country right now buying black rifles.
Sure.
And they're getting a hold of ammo. And so now they can come play with those new black rifles.
Sure.
At the same time, another squad rolls through, ignores the back target, stands the poppers back up, and shoots pistol.
How cool is that?
So our targets are both either or. You can shoot it with either gun. So it's easy to build, easy for me to set up. And I get more people coming to play, more people playing, more people shooting. It's good for shooting.
More people, more guns, more ammo, more sales. Ultimately, that's the goal. I mean, at the front of it, you and I are here in our different avenues to promote the shooting sports, to bring more people 100%. Into the shooting sports. That's the goal. The rest of the benefit for the industry is that we're bringing more people.
Yep, and so then we brought in the Steel League. We've actually been running our Steel League for a couple of years.
Okay.
And United Steel League consists of stand and shoot steel,
right?
Where we've made up some stages. Dynamic steel, where you move through a course of fire shooting all steel.
Okay.
You could have gongs, knockdowns, poppers, but it's a simpler reset, quicker scoring, faster day for the shooters. They come out, they have a great time. Now it's difficult because you've got to shoot the steel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't just burn paper and get two deltas
right.
and go score it later.
That's typically a smaller target.
Yep. So they go through, they shoot all steel. They maybe stand a few up, maybe pick up the propeller rack or the whirly gig, and then the next guy goes. And we've also brought in the part-times, and we're working on handicap system for our part-time stages so that all of our qualification titles in United Shooting Sports Leagues will have a different time on those part-time stages so that everybody has a chance to get those targets.
Gotcha. And that keeps the match moving along. You know, I mean, you can't have somebody who isn't going to hit the steel standing there and burning up 3 or 4 or 5 minutes worth of ammo.
Exactly.
That's good. That's smart. That's
so
well done.
So we brought all three in.
Another interesting aspect about this is the target you've developed, different than anything I've seen before.
Yeah, you know, I'm such a fan of the shooting sport and practical shooting. There's a lot of people that talk about the roots and the tactical roots of it. But at this point, you know, USPSA, we've all, even IDPA, we can take a top guy and we can put them in there and they're playing the game.
Right.
You know, and our slogan in iScope, visualize your game, you're playing the game. So we kind of went away from the silhouette target.
Sure.
Went back into a bullseye shaped target or if you will.
It's kind of a hexagon.
It's a hexagon because a circle would be hard to staple on the sticks.
Sure.
You know, so we decided to go with the hexagon and we got two hexagon scoring signals inside there. So there's a 6-inch A zone, a 12-inch C zone, and then the 18-inch D zone. And the reason this happened ultimately is we figured out that I've actually built 1,000 matches over the last 8 years.
Wow.
So I figured out that the closer I bring the targets in, the faster the reset is.
Yep.
The faster the reset is, the less the shooters feel they're working and the more they feel they're hanging out with their buddies,
right.
shooting and have a good time.
Right.
I went back to my golf days where you'd play golf for 4 hours, go home to your family, no big deal. Sometimes when you're on the range for 6-7 hours, it starts to drag out a little bit. So by pulling everything in and speeding up the reset, we figured out the targets were too darn big.
Yeah.
And so we made a smaller target. And yes, my A-zone's only 6-inch hex. It's a small A-zone. But when we bring that in a little bit, we've sped everything up. Everybody's having a good time with it. Shoot it with either gun. All these different ways we can score it. It's awesome.
Well, let's talk real quickly about the paper. Is it two hits anywhere? Is it 1A or is it points?
So we actually have three different scoring systems.
Okay.
And they float across all the leagues.
Okay.
So like Rifle League holds all three. We have Expedition scoring.
Okay.
And the Expedition multi-gun scoring came about because we wanted a faster, tighter stage, but a 10-second penalty on a 20-second stage is massive.
Yeah, that's murder. Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we brought in those lower scoring values. So a failure to neutralize is only 2 seconds. A miss is only 4 seconds.
Okay.
So that's our Expedition. Then we have our traditional scoring. It's what everybody knows and understands.
Gotcha.
5 seconds for your failures, 10 seconds for your miss. And we're using that at our terrain matches, our bigger matches out there, the guys in Texas that are still doing shotgun walks through the woods.
Gotcha.
So now we have that set of scoring. And now we have our pistol scoring. And that's set up so that it's more time plus based. So Charlie is a quarter of a second down. A delta is 3/4 of a second down.
Okay.
And a miss is 2 seconds for everybody.
Yep.
Miss on steel, back to 4 seconds. So it aligns across the board with Expedition multi-gun.
Gotcha.
So once you learn one, you can play in all the leagues.
Yep.
And know exactly what you're getting into. And with the Rifle League, match directors could choose to have shooters actually score the targets again. Bring some accuracy back into one of those rifle matches where if you drop a Charlie, you might lose some time versus just two anywhere neutralizes the target.
Gotcha. How do people get involved? Because obviously people are going to be excited. I'm excited. How do people get involved, get more information?
Yeah, right now you go to ussleagues.com.
Okay.
And when you get on there, it's not a frills website. You know, we're doing everything we can for the shooters, by the shooters, but I'm building this thing up from the ground up without any help. So there's not crazy pictures and crazy stuff going on, but it's there.
Right.
And so you go in there, you can look up rules, you can look up membership. Membership is simple. It's $40 for the year.
Easy.
You join. We have no reason to force people to join to shoot matches. So we're letting anybody at any level come shoot and have a good time.
Okay.
But we have qualification titles. We have ranking systems. We have all these different things working inside the membership that's going to allow you to move, create some qualifications. You get to be expert marksman, sharpshooter, semi-pro, pro, start to earn awards at those different qualification levels.
Yeah, man.
Essentially, we're setting it up so that anybody can come play, anybody can win some stuff, have a good time. That's the goal to it.
Same avenue for the clubs that want to get involved?
Yep. So for the clubs, we've actually launched UnitedMultigunLeague.com, UnitedSteelLeague.com, UnitedPistolLeague.com. Okay. And that's where the clubs are going to go in and start adding into their affiliation. So a club will then just log in, punch in all their info. That way shooters can go to the main site, UnitedShootingSportsLeagues.com or USSL.com, and in there they can click on the individual leagues and get sent to those sites and see what clubs are actually running for us.
Perfect. That's everything I've got for you. Did
it's
I miss anything?
There. No, sir. It's all out there.
It's beautiful. And there's a huge social media following as well. So find information on the USSL or the UML through any of those avenues.
We got Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters. It's all up there.
Easy. And until then, stay tuned to our social media because we got more coming at you from the SHOT Show 2018.